Well, good evening, gentlemen, and here's another video without Peroni. I feel very vulnerable. But I've just watched Beetlejuice 2 and thought I'd let you know what I thought. Now, I remember Beetlejuice, the first one, and it was actually quite good. In fact, I watched it again about 3 weeks ago. And although it's quite an old film, it still holds up. And of course, don't forget, Alex Baldwin was about 14 in it. I mean, who knew he was going to turn out like he did? Now, a few of the people that were in the first one are in the second one. I believe it's Ryder, isn't it, her name? She's in it as she's older. The wife of the husband in the house that bought the house. The husband wasn't in it, but the wife was, and she's pretty damn funny. I believe she was in Home Alone as well. She was funny in that as well. Yes, femmes can be funny, but not many of them. She's one of them. And, of course, Keaton is Beetlejuice again. I mean, who else could it be? Nobody else can play Beetlejuice like he does. He invented it. So the storyline doesn't flow very well. It's a bit misjointed. It does jump about a bit. It doesn't actually flow like the other one did, the first one. But still a pretty entertaining goddamn movie. And I didn't see any woke references in it. Maybe I missed them. I would say it's not as good as the first one, but still a damn good film. Although I hope they don't think about making another one. Two is enough. And I didn't notice a lot of CGI in it. A lot of it was practical special effects, which is good. Now, I think some of Tim Burton's films anyway are a bit weird for me, but I mean, Edward Scissorhands comes to mind. I think that's one of his, wasn't it? The only thing I can say about it is this. It is a little bit femme-orientated, and the main characters are all sort of femmes. Apart from Beetlejuice, of course. Now, I generally don't go to the cinema anymore because there's nothing on. But somebody actually paid for me. Yeah. So I had to go. I did get a beer afterwards, actually. Not a Peroni. But I had to buy that myself. Some goddamn date, eh? But yeah. For me, film was okay. Anyway, if anybody else has seen it, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.